Hey there, welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we're going to learn about cognitive services with a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Luis Cabrera. I am a principal program manager in the content and search intelligence team.
Fantastic. So why don't you give us a quick overview of cognitive services if people don't know what it is.
Very good. So cognitive services are really a variety of services that use machine learning under the hood, but you don't need to be a data scientist to harness all that power of machine learning. Sometimes machine learning can feel a little bit hard. Yeah. Not a problem with cognitive services. If you're a developer, you can consume cognitive services.
Awesome. So it's just like calling a library, like we're used to.
Yeah, just calling a library. I mean, under the hood, it does complicated stuff, but from your perspective, it's just inputs and outputs practically.
Can you give us like a 20-second overview of all of the stuff that you can do, and then maybe you can point out the exact ones that we're going to work on?
Yeah. So why don't we actually take a look? So cognitive services are you know, several cognitive services in language, in knowledge, search, vision capabilities. So consider cognitive services like the ones that can recognize a face in an image, mm-hmm. or can recognize the intent of your voice, right? What is it that you mean when you are talking to a bot, let's say?
I see.
And today we're going to focus on services that have to do with language.
Okay.
Like, you know, textual language, right?
Awesome. And so this is interesting. And so if anybody wants to do any intelligent things with that are in these areas, you just call the API and it'll do it for
you. That is right.
All right. So tell us about the one we're talking about today with text. Okay.
So actually, we're going to focus on three of them. I don't know if you can see the screen. So we will focus on text analytics. We will talk about entity linking. Mm-hmm. And then we will discuss with Bing entity search.
Awesome. So I think the power in these services comes when you start to link them all together and
we'll see how interesting it is to kind of put them together and get insights from text in this case. But why don't we start? Starting from zero.
Let's dive in.
Let's pretend that we're going to create like our first subscription for a cognitive service. And you will notice that in your Azure portal, there is an AI and cognitive services section.
Okay.
And then there, you can see all the variety of cognitive services that we have. There is a long list. In my case, I really just want to create a text analytics API service. So I'm going to use this icon here. And I'm going to create it. And I will just provide all the information about my subscription and so forth in order to save time.
You've already done it.
I'm going to discard that.
It's like a cooking show.
Yeah, just like a cooking show, exactly, cool. Right? So I'm just going to kind of close all this. And here somewhere I have a cognitive service that I already created.
So after you go through the whole experience, this is what you're going to see.
This is what you're going to see, a bunch of links on how to get started and so forth. What I care about here, most importantly, is a set of keys. I'm just going to copy that key because that is my developer key that will allow me to call the service.
Got it. Okay.
So now that we have that, I'm going to let me go to microsoft.com/cognitive, where you can see the information about each of the services and so forth. I was using text analytics, so I'm going to just show you how to navigate to that. You can see some of its capabilities. It can extract sentiment analysis, extract key phrases, identify the language of what people are saying.
I see. And this is cool because you can actually kick the tires right here if
you
want to try it.
You can try it right away. And as a matter of fact, a lot of them have like an interactive experience.
Got
like
it.
The one here. I'm going to skip that because...
Sure. We're doing the real deal now.
To like show you how an API works and kind of the structure of that API. So in my case, let's say that we want to detect some language.
Okay.
Why not? So I'm going to click on the West US endpoint, which is the one I care about, paste my subscription key, and now we just give it some information. Let's say ID 1 for the first record, and I speak Spanish, so I'm going to say, hola, ¿cómo están? And it should tell me that that's Spanish if I still remember my Spanish correctly. So I click send, and lo and behold, it tells us that, you know, that's indeed
with
indeed
perfect
Spanish.
Perfect confidence. 1.0 means 100%.
100%, exactly, right? Let's do something more interesting. Let's, for instance, extract sentiment out of an expression. So let's try here, Seth. Let's see. I'm going to say language English. How are you doing today, Seth?
You know, I could be better. I woke up sad because my cat died.
Better. I woke up sad because my cat died.
And then don't forget the key.
Oh, that's correct. So let me just copy it again. I don't know if it's still it may still be memory.
It's got to be in there. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let's see what happens. How happy are you? You are only 6% happy.
Oh, no. I was going to say I'm about 6% happy.
I'm pretty sure that was the case. 6.9%.
6.9%. Yes. Almost 7. Yes, not 8, but almost 7.
Yeah, so pretty sad day because your cat died. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can see how you will use this in if you have a product, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to identify how people feel about your product or services, for instance.
So if you're in a forum and someone's like 0.1% happy, you should probably get over there and address that.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
It can help you prioritize the issues that you have, right? Support tickets, for instance. That's another great use of this. So let's actually take an example that chains some of this together. So
okay.
We're going to do text analytics first, then entity linking, and then Bing Entity Search, and I'll explain what each of them are.
Awesome. So we're actually going to be, this is an application that puts together a bunch of them, two of which we've already seen, or one of which we've already seen.
Sure.
Okay.
And the other ones are similar. So, okay. So it's just kind of, I want to kind of step up the discussion to the concepts as opposed to like going into each of the APIs. So I'm going to enter, I enter some text, just like the cooking show aspect of it.
Sure.
I already had it typed. And I said, I love the new Surface Studio. What amazes me is most is the cool dial. It allows me to quickly edit my Photoshop images. It works really well with the Adobe Creative Suite.
Okay, so I see some highlighting.
Yes, so those are the key phrases. That's what I am talking about.
Okay.
In a small piece of text, it's kind of obvious. You know, you can see some nouns and so forth. What it gets really interesting is if, imagine I had like a news article that is like a full page.
Sure.
Right? It will use statistical analysis such as which words get mentioned most closely together, which ones get mentioned most compared to others, and so forth, to tell me what are the top key phrases that I am discussing.
Is this the same thing as like NER, named entity recognition, or the same thing as entity, because I know there's entity search?
Yeah. It's different,
okay.
Right? So finding entities is finding a particular
a
element.
Noun, a thing, yeah.
Yeah, like for instance, Surface Studio here, it's a key phrase, but that happens to be also an entity. That is, I can say, this is the Surface Studio product. Right?
I see.
Cool dial. That is not specific enough probably to be the Surface Dial. If I had said Surface Dial, that could be an entity as well. Or a great day, for instance. That's not an entity, right? Like it's too generic.
I see.
But it still could be like maybe my whole discourse is about having a great day.
So the key phrases are the things that would summarize your document, so to speak, pick out the most important bits.
The most important key phrases phrases that I am talking about.
Cool.
Yes.
And so that was part of the
text
analytics.
API.
Okay.
So now we're going to do one more step, and we're actually going to extract entities.
Okay, and which is now what I was talking about.
Yes,
okay.
Which is using the entity linking service. And you can see that some of this got highlighted now. So Surface got highlighted. Photoshop and Adobe Creative Suite. Cool Dial did not get highlighted. It wasn't specific enough. And the interesting thing is Surface could mean many things, right?
Yeah.
It could be like this Surface or the actual piece of equipment. The cool thing here is if I click on this, you can see that it actually went to Microsoft Surface, the Wikipedia article, because it was able to identify the unique entity.
In this
case, Microsoft Surface. And okay, and then one more step. I'm going to take the entities that were identified and send them to Bing Entity Search to find additional metadata about that.
And Bing Entity Search is just like a search for this thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So it's just another cognitive service. So for instance, for the Surface product, you can see that it was able to tell me, well, one, it's a product, right? The category. And also it was able to identify an icon for it, for instance.
That's
right?
Cool.
Let's do another sentence just to kind of show the point about entities. So I could say like Trump and Obama met over for lunch, okay? And then, Trump and Obama are the key phrases. Apparently, that's a positive event.
Yeah.
85% positive. And then I can identify the entities, and if I go to Bing Entity Search, it tells me that Trump is the president of Puerto Rico.
Whoa, no.
Which he is, I guess.
Yeah.
Obama, which is the 44th president of the United States.
That's impressive.
That's funny. So that's what the machine has learned over time.
And this is pretty cool. And hopefully if you're watching, like I'm thinking of if I have a product that's been that I build, I go into forums or people are talking about my stuff in my forums, I can actually pick out the products that they're talking about, how they're talking about them, and if they're happy or not.
Right. For instance, you could identify what's the average sentiment when people talk about Surface Studio, for instance, right?
I see.
And then you can say like, oh, you know, when people talk about, I don't know, the flash on this camera, people are not as happy as usual. Yeah. Maybe there is something I have to fix there.
And so now if you have a treasure trove of like documents that you can actually go through, this will do it for you.
Yeah. So the idea is to automate this process. I used to work in the Bing Maps organization a couple of years ago, and we had just released Bing Maps 3D. And I remember every Friday I will spend probably like an hour or two just going through all the latest reviews in the App Store.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, that was a lot of effort. I could never go through all of them. And hopefully I got the gist of what people were complaining about or what they liked. Now this can all be completely automated.
Well, this is amazing. So how do people get started? Is it just what you showed?
So you can go to Microsoft.com/cognitive, and then you can see what each of the cognitive services are there, and then you can sign up for them.
Awesome. We're going to put some links below so that you can get to them, and also probably some of the docs so that you know exactly how to get to them. We've been talking all about text analytics using cognitive services. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.